Now time for a locker room chat. I'm here with Wetmore head football coach Miles Hanselcheck after a tough game at Waverly, 38-32 loss. So coach, your overall thoughts on the contest?
That's a good way of putting it. It was close, back and forth the whole time. We gave up some big plays at the wrong time. We had some really silly penalties at the wrong time. That really hurt us. But other than that, the boys, you know, they stayed right with them. It's a really good team. Like I said, fundamentally, they're really good. We just kind of blew it there at the end.
And kind of talking about your guys' past defense, you mentioned that you need to continue to work on it. What are some things that you're going to try to work on in practice to get ready for next week?
We did work on pass defense last week a lot, and we thought we'd be okay, and then they had a couple routes that were really good that we weren't really prepared for. I can't blame the kids on that. That's more on Coach and I. So, we've already gone over that with them, you know, and we'll figure out what to do for this week. They got us a few times deep. Just didn't have enough kids back there. We were playing a zone instead of man. That's kind of where they got us there.
On the positive side, I mean, you guys' offense did play pretty well. You guys put up 32 points, and Keller Womack, he was 16 for 18 with 241 passing yards. And also, Jacob Carls, I mean, he continues to be one of the best wide receivers at the six-man level. 10 catches, 161 yards, and 3 scores. Now, tell us about how your pass game has just been so good all year long.
It has. Kyler was really on. He was more accurate than I've ever seen him. Like 16 for 18, that's just perfect, you know. No interceptions by him. And Jacob Carls, yes, he was all over that field. He found him, he got open for us. So we just kept going back to him. I've always complained to my two throwers that, you know, we have two other receivers out there, but for some reason they just see Jacob first, and he's usually open, so they throw the ball. If it wasn't for our passing, we would have been in a lot of trouble. They really shut Dirk down on the rushing. He was sick Wednesday, and I just don't know if he wasn't quite 100% or what, he broke a 51-yard touchdown, and they brought it back for blocking it back. That was one of those, you know, silly mistakes that there was no sense in it, and it really cost us on that one. That's just what I like about this team. If one guy's not performing like normal, then, you know, somebody else steps up. I really like that about this team.
Gonna take a quick break. We'll come back more with Wetmore head coach Miles Hanselcheck in just a bit. Back here on the locker room chat with Wetmore head football coach Miles Hanselcheck. Coming up this week is a game against Center Lost Springs. And coach, this is an important game in terms of the district play. You guys are both 3-1.
Yes. They're overall, they're 3-3. And I told the boys last night, I said, better not underestimate this team. The three losses that they have were from really, really good teams. They're a good team. They somehow can put up points. Even against these really, really good teams, they're still putting up 20, 25 points on them. I think they had 21 against Waverly. They've got a number three kid, running back that he's fast. He's shifty. He just somehow breaks it, can break it open every game, it looks like. So we've got to just contain this kid, and if we can do that, I think we'll be all right. He's also the one that throws the ball for him. He's a pretty talented kid. We've got to keep him in our sights and not let him get to open field. And we've see how our open field tackling goes on Friday. So.
Coach, I want to thank you for your time, as always, and best of luck on Friday. A very important game, and hope to come out with a win.
Yes, thank you.
That was Wetmore head football coach Miles Hanzelcheck here on the Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Wetmore Clinic.